Welcome to another episode of Chasing Swiss Dreams, My Federer Story, where I share stories about the journey, inspiration and impact of Roger Federer. In today's episode, I share my memories of 2008 Beijing Olympics, a match that left a lasting impression on both Federer's career and my own aspirations, a tale of unexpected twists, resilience and triumph. When I think about Federer's Olympic journey, the 2008 quarterfinal against James Blake stands out. The 2008 Beijing Olympics was a stage set for greatness. Roger Federer, then at the peak of his powers, was expecting to dominate the single tournament. Fans around the world, including myself, watched eagerly as he aimed for the Olympic gold, a crowning achievement that has eluded him in previous Olympics. It was a match where Blake defied the odds and handed Federer a rare defeat. This match was the only time Federer fell to Blake. With Federer having an absolute head-to-head dominance before this match, I was looking forward to the final against Nadal, and I didn't think much about this match initially. For Federer fans like me, it was a moment of disbelief. How could the seemingly invincible Roger Federer, who had conquered so many opponents, fall short here? But that's the beauty of sports, the unpredictability and the lessons it teaches us. This loss was a reminder that even the greatest can stumble, yet it's how they rise that devise their legacy. Federer's Olympic journey didn't end there. While singles gold eluded him for the third time, Federer teamed up with his Swiss compatriot Stan Wawrinka in the men's doubles event. They made an incredible run to the finals and clinched the doubles gold medal in Beijing. This victory showcased his versatility and determination, reinforcing why he continues to inspire millions worldwide. In the 2012 London Olympics, Federer did secure a silver medal, falling to Andy Murray in the final. For me, watching Federer during these moments, both triumphant and challenging, sparked a desire to chase my own dreams beyond borders. His journey, rooted in Swiss values of precision and grace, encouraged me to explore new horizons, much like his pursuit to excellence in every match he plays. These moments are an essential part of his legacy, inspiring many, including me, to chase dreams beyond borders and embrace the spirit of wrestling. In our next episode, we will explore another pivotal Federer moment that shaped my journey and inspired countless Federer fans worldwide. Until then, keep dreaming big and embracing life's unexpected turn. This is Chasing Swiss Dreams, My Federer Story. I am Hoxon Floyn. Do get in touch if you have your own Federer story. Catch you up in the next episode.